Now, this is a very special day, boys and girls, as you know. It's not just Sunday when we're coming to church. Oh, there's Acts and Romans following on here. Brilliant stuff. Come and join us. Terrific. It's a very special day today because it's what we refer to as Remembrance Sunday. Someone else coming as well. That's a full stop at the end. Brilliant. Seven of you. 2, 4, 6. You had a magnificent seven. That's brilliant. It's a special day because we remember those over the last two world wars who gave their lives for our country, for our freedom. My dad was in the army and he was in Italy. And then my grandfather, who I can hardly remember because he was very, very old and I was very, very young when he died, he also was in the army. And those two men, as well as thousands of others, went off to war to give our country the freedom that we enjoy. That we might come along to church today without anyone stopping us, and that we might enjoy the wonder of just praising God and fellowshipping together. Now, the word fellowship's a big word, isn't it? It means really friendship together with one another to worship God. Now then, in my lapel here, there is a poppy. And I noticed that there are a couple of more down there, which is great. And I want to talk to you for just a few minutes about this poppy. You'll notice that there are three colors in it. What's the color that hits you the most? Red, right? What's the color that's the smallest? Black. And what is the third color? Green, right. Red, black, and green. And this poppy speaks to us, you know, of the blackness of people giving their lives. The red speaks to us of the shedding of their precious blood. Someone else had joined us, brilliant. And green speaks to us of the life that we enjoy because of their sacrifice. But listen, this poppy, to my mind, speaks of something even more than that. Because number one, it speaks to us black about the blackness of sin in our hearts. You know when mommy says to you, Mary, I want you to do that. And you say for your little girl, yes, mom. But if your little boy, you say, oh, mom, I don't feel like it. Get someone else to do it. And you know, there's something in all of our hearts that wants to do not the right thing, but the wrong thing. The Bible calls that sin. Of course, that's just one small thing, but everything wrong in our lives speaks to us about blackness. And because of our sin, then we don't deserve God's love, we don't deserve His mercy, and we certainly don't deserve going to heaven. And so black speaks to us of the blackness of sin. But then you said that the most prominent color was the red. And I'm ever so glad about that because the red speaks to us of the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. There were many, many men and women who laid down their lives for our country, and that is wonderful and amazing. What a great sacrifice. But the red speaks to us of the greatest sacrifice of all, that Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sin. Now, when we think of our special day, we think of men and women who laid down their lives for their friends, and that's important. But when Jesus died upon the cross, he didn't only lay down his life for his friends, but he laid down his life for his enemies. And so the red speaks to us very, very simply but powerfully of the precious blood that he shed for us. So the black speaks about the darkness of our hearts. The red speaks to us about the precious blood that Jesus died. But what about the green? Oh my. Can any one of this 2, 4, 6 think of why we have green? What does that speak to us about? Well, that's brilliant, so that we can grow knowing Jesus. Any additions to that? Eternal life, yes, it's good to have eternal life. Growing to know him, having eternal life, because green speaks to us about life, doesn't it? Have you noticed that when you're coming in the car, you see that some of those lovely leaves on the tree, they're turning a different color and they're falling to the ground and they're dying. But when spring comes, then the buds begin to grow again and we discover life. And you know, boys and girls, this morning, in spite of our hearts being black, knowing that Jesus died for us on the cross, when we trust him as our Savior, he gives us, as you were saying, eternal life. Now, unfortunately, I didn't really hear about that, or it didn't register with me until I reached the grand old age of 17. My, 17 is an old age, isn't it? And when I was 17, I heard that my heart was black, that Jesus died for me, and that he wanted to give me life now that was eternal. And I remember the moment so well when I asked Jesus to become my Lord and Savior. And on the last Sunday evening, if you'd like to come along, I'll tell you a bit more about that. Because blackness and redness and greenness speaks of what we're remembering today in our nation, but speaks even more so of the Lord Jesus and what he did. Will you remember that? What does blackness speak of? What does redness speak of? Well done. What is green? Life. Well done. Brilliant. Good. You can go back to Mum and Dad now. And thanks for coming out. That was really great. Thank you.